Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on Wednesday morning. The NFL releasing little bits and pieces of the schedule here and there. The latest release has the Green Bay Packers hosting Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys, week 10, November 13th, late afternoon game in Lambeau Field. That's right. It's Mike McCarthy's return to Lambeau. It's like anything. We all know it. I'm excited, man. You guys know I've always had a soft spot for Mike. I think he was treated pretty unfairly by certain sections of the fan base. The man brought a title back to Title Town. He's forever immortalized as a great in my book. He's got a street named after him in Green Bay. Look him up. He's a pretty good dude. But, you know, it'll be fun to watch the interaction between he and Rodgers whenever that happens. Got to think they'll probably say hello at some point pregame. But, man, the NFL drawing this thing out. The full schedule will be released tomorrow. I believe the primetime BS starts at 8 p.m., but undoubtedly we'll have the full Packers schedule sometime during the day, late afternoon tomorrow, Thursday afternoon. So buckle up and get ready for that, and we can talk wins and losses, talk about 17 W's for the green and gold, and be a lot of fun. So we'll be all over that here at Cheesehead TV tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. I hope everyone's doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section already chopping it up. Got a couple super chats already. And, of course, Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Good to see you. Starting us off with Gary P. The video featuring Deontay Lee providing context to the Quay Walker draft was savvy and top-notch. Well, thanks so much for watching. Yeah, I read Deontay's piece over there in The Athletic, and I really enjoyed it. Thought it was pretty smart stuff, so I wanted to get him on the channel and talk about it. If you guys haven't checked that out, it's right here on the YouTube channel. Make sure you give it a look and listen. Deontay's a really smart dude. I think I'm going to be talking to him a lot more. Fun fact about Deontay, he actually coaches a high school football team out there in San Diego. I love high school football coaches. They are absolutely my favorite people on earth, such as Matt Bowen, another favorite human of mine. So you got to have patience and you got to have heart to coach high school football. There is zero doubt about that. But yeah, thanks so much for watching it. And I agree, Deontay had a lot of good stuff to say, a lot of great insight. Tyler, what's up, man? NFL strategy, a headline a day keeps NBA away. that's the drill, right? I mean, look, they've already announced they're playing on Christmas again. You got the Rams, and who are they taking on? Somebody. I've already forgotten. But they're playing a Christmas Day game yet again. That used to be, you know, NBA hallowed ground, but no longer. The one thing that the NFL is still kind of shied away from is Friday night, you know, high school football. But once high school football is over, you can expect Friday night games late in the season. But yeah, you know, they used to acquiesce to the World Series. They don't do that anymore. It's like, man, the NFL is just a gorilla and they're just going to take what they want. And if that's headlines 365, they get headlines 365. Jonathan, what's up, man? Good morning. Hope you're doing well. Rams Broncos, that was it. Yes. Yes, the Broncos and their new shiny quarterback. Time for a Rodgers to Cobb win. I think so. Brandy, from your YouTube comment to the football god's ears, that would be a hell of a way to pull out a victory over Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys. Two of the old geezers, two of his old players. Sticking it to him there in Lambeau. That'd be great. I'm really fascinated to see what kind of reception Mike gets. I suspect he'll get cheered. I'm sure there'll be a few boos, but I would suspect he gets some love from the Green Bay faithful. Like I said, he brought a title back to Title Town. Jeff Ness, what's up, man? I always liked Mike McCarthy, but as Seinfeld said, in the end, we are only cheering for laundry. He no longer wears green. That is very true. I mean, don't get it twisted. I ain't ever cheering for him as the coach of the Cowboys. Come on. But as a man and as a representative of the green and gold, I thought Devontae had kind of nailed it that day in the locker room after Mike was let go. And Devontae had a lot to say about what Mike meant to the guys in the locker room and how he represented the team and the franchise. I think those, if you haven't heard Devontae's shtick there about Mike, I would highly recommend checking it out. If you just like search Twitter on my handle, you'll like Devontae and McCarthy, and I think you'll find it. But yeah, I think, you know, there's no doubt he steps in the arena, so to speak, as a member of the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, he's no good. Maria, what's up? When does the training camp schedule come out? After the full NFL schedule comes out, we'll probably get something, I would suspect, closer to the start of OTAs, which is on the 23rd. So probably the end of this month, you know, they'll hopefully get something out. They've kept it later and later each summer, so I'm not holding my breath for it to happen anytime soon. But hopefully here at the end of the month, maybe going into June. But it's interesting because we know they have the soccer match happening. I think it's on the 23rd, you know, later in July. So you got to think probably kind of turn around from that into a shareholders meeting the following week would be my guess. And then camp starting hard upon that. But we'll see. Hopefully, like I said, end of the month is my dream. Because, you know, daddy's got to set his travel schedule. I don't know what the hell I'm doing there at the end of the summer. TKM, what's up, man? Happy hump day. QBJ Love, still in the building. All I got, puppy fun. He is still in the building. Guys, Jordan Love isn't going anywhere. Wrap your heads around it. Come on now. Come on now. Pogs is here. What's up, Pogs? Good to see you, man. Hopefully, I'll see you at Happy Hour tonight. For those Patreon members, the Patreon Happy Hour tonight starts at 5:30 Eastern. We're splitting the difference. People complaining about 5 o'clock's too early. People complaining 6 o'clock's too late. Blah, blah, blah. 5:30 Eastern. Be there. Bunch of complainers. I kid. Bryce, does Goody sign a depth corner safety or outside linebacker first? I'm telling you what, I wouldn't be surprised at either one. I don't think there's a priority. It all depends on the fit. But it's funny you say corner because you know who's out there still? Kevin King. Still bouncing around as a free agent. Maybe he's a last minute, you know, veteran minimum signing. I know no one wants to hear about it or talk about it. But yeah, knows the scheme. They're familiar with the player. Maybe they bring him back. It's always possible. Accidental Hero, what's up, man? What kind of game does 12 have without Mike McCarthy's QB school? Czech Pilsner fund. You guys and your funds, it's great. I mean, who knows, right? Who knows what he would have been had he gone to another team? Who knows what he would have done if he goes to the Green Bay but has a different head coach, a different quarterbacks coach? Tom Clements, obviously instrumental in Aaron's development. The QB school certainly helped. But at the same time, you know, I keep telling you guys, in his first two summers, he did not look dissimilar to what Jordan Love looks like right now. And Jordan Love hasn't had quarterback school. You know, a lot of it comes down to the player himself and the work he puts in and the game, quote unquote, slowing down for him at the quarterback spot. Aaron has mentioned when I asked him about that last year, he said, you know, that first camp, second camp, things were flying and going really fast. But it was the third summer where things really slowed down for him. And he started to really see the field and see things in concert. That was the thing that Aaron mentioned that really kind of struck me. That's something I hadn't thought of or heard quarterbacks talk about before. The idea of, okay, now here's what our play is. Now here's the defense I'm reading, like cover two, cover four, whatever. Now here's how they work in concert. And here's where I can go to take advantage with the football. Like the idea of that slowing down, it's kind of reminded me of like when you're learning to play piano at a young age and you're trying to make your left hand work with your right hand. That was something I really struggled with for a long time until there's just that moment where it's kind of just, you know, like matrix moment where things just kind of gel, right? And I hadn't ever thought of that before from the quarterback's perspective as far as the two of them working together. You know, you always just think, okay, snap of the ball, I see the safety rotation, I know it's whatever coverage, and where's my outlet? You know, as opposed to what Aaron was talking about, I can see the route concepts and the changes that we'll have to make while the play is live after the snap of the football and how they work together. I mean, that's next level stuff. And as Aaron said, it took him three summers for that to start to happen, you know? So that's why I keep telling people like, just to be patient with Jordan Love. You know, I tend to think this kid will put it together. And we've probably hopefully start to see that, this training camp. Marshall, what's up, man? Kick the tires on Richard Sherman as quarterback 4. I can't see them making that kind of move. I think Kevin King's a much more likely scenario than Richard Sherman. Richard's doing like podcasting and going to be, you know, doing TV soon. maybe I'm the only one who wants it, but any chance we get some carry the G garden content from Corey this year? Want to see that pollinator garden. Michael, I will pass along your wishes. He had started to do some of that on TikTok when he first got a TikTok account, but Corey's too busy to be creating content. You know, he's running his empire there in Green Bay, between the Green Bay studio, which is absolutely gorgeous. Just opened that. And then the New York facility here, LiveX is humming, man. And if I could show you guys, I have access to like his calendar. You know, my calendar is always like, oh, I got a conference call here, I got a meeting here. Corey's is just like nothing but full with different little blocks throughout every single day of every single week. Like, that man is busy. So I'll ask him though. I know, I tell him all the time people are interested, but you know, he's just too cool for school. Kevin, what's up, man? As a Packers Red Wings fan in Chicago, I want a villainous win this February, like Javier Bardem walking off into the sunset in No Country for Old Men. That's good. I like that. I fully support your wishes here. Earl Thomas is available. Yes, Klondike, he is available and apparently wanted. I don't see them getting Earl Thomas. Carl, what's up, man? Shout out to Uncultured. Today's jam is California Man by Cheap Trick. Speaking of Cali men, how about that Ryan Spelling kid, eh? I'm telling you, man, I think he's got a good shot to be their right tackle. You never really know until they put the pads on and start having to block guys up in, you know, NFL-level competition. But I really like his tape. What I've seen, he's more than fit the bill. We'll see how much of an opportunity he's actually given there. But, yeah, I like him a lot. What else we got here? What else we got? FB, what's up, man? Enjoy the live streams from the UK. Hello from New York City. Even though you're a Chelsea fan, you will love Tottenham Hotspur Stadium when you come here. It's incredible. Everyone I have spoken to who has been there says it's almost awe-inspiring. Fun fact, the Spurs, when they were building that stadium, one of their delegations that was like kind of fact-finding, doing like research on modern facilities, came to Lambeau Field and had a tour of Lambeau and looked at what they did to create, you know, when they, back in 2003, when they had the big makeover, that was one of their stops. I know they visited a couple different places in the US, but Lambeau was one of them. But yes, I am very excited to see it. No question about it. Dennis, buddy. All right. What's with the screen focus on the super chats? Dude, that's YouTube. I got no control. None. Zero. Absolute zero.
Zero.
Man, you got to talk to YouTube. I got nothing for you, bud. You should get Ty on one of these podcast episodes. You mean Ty Dunn? I'd love to get Ty Dunn on. If you guys haven't heard Ty's podcast with Bob McGinn, I highly recommend you check it out. I know there are varying opinions on Bob, but I thought their conversation about the Packers draft and the two very diametrically opposed opinions of it was excellent. You guys know, I mean, anybody who's been here for a while knows my history with Bob, but I still respect his opinion. And I know that's very anti-Twitter at times and very anti-Corey, but I do. I think he still covers the game well, and I think he's got a lot of insight to offer. I don't always agree with it, i.e. his take on Brian's draft, but I really enjoyed that conversation, and I think every Packers fan would do well to take a listen. Moises, what's up? Hey, Nags, how does Jordan Love compare to 12 as a prospect coming out of college? That's a good question. I think Aaron was obviously a little bit more, I'm not going to say polished, but he was a bit more refined and to the point, though, where it was almost robotic. He had that Tedford thing going on, right? The high carriage of the football. He processed things a little quicker, I think, just from the pocket. Jordan, I think, can make every throw. It's interesting watching his college footage tape and then looking at him in training camp. I don't think he hasn't been given the opportunity. You know, they're trying to make him work within the system, but I just, the stuff he was able to do outside the pocket in college, we haven't really seen a lot of that in Green Bay. But as far as like, you know, where he is comparison to Aaron coming out, I think Aaron was a little more polished. Now, don't forget, they took Jordan Love way early, and they knew he was a prospect and a project when they did. I mean, what was the nugget coming into this draft? He was still like, there was a pick at one of the top quarterbacks. He was still younger than one of the QBs in this draft. You know what I mean? So he is very much kind of coming along and was undoubtedly taken a bit early as a project and was for that reason, probably a little bit behind where Aaron was coming out, but he's got all the physical ability in the world. Now, can he become Aaron Rodgers? I mean, that's dubious, right? But can he become a solid, if not, you know, pretty damn good starter in the NFL? I think so. We'll see what his, you know, how his path unfolds here. GPP Daily, what's up, man? Missed my earlier super, but no worries. Public OTAs this year, coach's eyebrows or AJ's quads? It's always AJ's quads. Come on. Yeah, there will be a few public OTA practices, I suspect. I haven't seen anything official on that. They may have released it, and I just missed it. But I know the first OTAs start on the 23rd, but I'm not quite sure. And in the past, they've done, you know, one practice each week that is open. But they might. I mean, who knows? You can't count on it. That's for sure. I missed your super chat. I don't want to make sure I don't miss super chats. Sorry, buddy. I don't even see it. What else we got? I got that one. All right, got that one. Who's one of your favorite Packer players of all time? I always liked Donald Driver. Brenton, that's a good question. All time. That encompasses a lot. Sterling Sharp's up there. Lynn Dickey's up there. Tom Crabtree's up there. The list is long. But probably of all time, if I only could choose one, it's probably Sterling Sharp. He was a man among boys. Cowboys finally come to Lambeau. Yeah, Gary, finally get him up here. It's right. Remember in the 90s when the Packers kept going down to Dallas and losing in the playoffs? And then they finally got the Cowboys up to Lambeau. That was a time, definitely. Ray Nitschke for Jeff Ness. I like it. I love John Brockington, New York Cheesehead. Everybody's showing their age here. I love it. Matt Mamba. Martin Scorsese said the Packers are a real football team. You damn right. Martin Scorsese said nothing wrong. Absolutely. 45-17. Jonathan calling it now. I mean, the Cowboys are no joke. I mean, everybody wants to talk about, you know, Cowboys are trash. We hate the Cowboys. I get it. We're Packers fans. It's our kind of birthright to say these things, but that's going to be a tough matchup, man. I mean, provided, you know, by November 13th, who knows what these squads will look like health-wise. But on paper, sitting here in mid-May, it's a tough matchup. They can move the ball. And they got guys who can disrupt things on defense. It's not going to be an easy match. No question about it. Should Hill be worried about Tyler Goodson? Ooh, we got Omega up here with the battle for the number three running back spot. Worried? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think he's got to worry about his own kind of, you know, rehab, right? It's not a competition until he's back on the field, and who knows when that will happen. But as far as Goodson being a legitimate back and having a chance to stick, yeah, I think so. I think he absolutely does. Now, maybe Hill starts the year on PUP. They keep Goodson as the third back. And then when Hill is ready, they put Goodson back down on the practice squad and bring Hill back up to the 53. That's just one possible way it could go. But more than anything, he just has to rehab and get back on the field. And that was a brutal injury he suffered on that punt return or that kick return. And that was definitely suboptimal. If Goody and McCarthy have a conversation, what's the over-under on it's like anything being said? Yes is the over-under. Yeah, you've noticed that too, right? Yeah, Goody and Matt dropped one the other day. It's an endemic of the microphone in Green Bay. I don't know. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.